Hello everyone and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of September 13th, 2021 before it happens. My name is the Bruce and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. We're going to go with Why the Last Man. It premieres on Hulu this week. It's based on the DC comic series. An event caused every mammal with a Y chromosome to die at one time except for one cisgendered man and his pet monkey. It's a great story. I've heard nothing but wonderful things about the comic. I'm going to check this out. For TV pages, on Monday, Fox has the finale of Hell's Kitchen. For Tuesday, Fox has the finale of Lego Masters. Wednesday, CBS has the finale of House Calls with Dr. Phil. ABC has the finale of Press Your Luck and the $100,000 Pyramid. NBC has the live finale of America's Got Talent. Fox has got the finale of MasterChef. And History has the premiere of Counting Cars. For Thursday, NBC has the series finale of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Friday, CW has the finale of Burden of Truth, and Sci-Fi has the finale of Surreal Estate. For Saturday, CBS has the premiere of 48 Hours, and for Sunday, CBS has the 73rd Annual Emmy Awards Live, ABC has the finale of Celebrity Family Feud, and Fox has the finale of Fantasy Island. If you haven't been watching Fantasy Island and you like the original one, this one is for you. All right, for movies coming out this week, you have Cry Macho. Clint Eastwood stars as a one-time rodeo star and washed-up horse breeder named Mike Milo. He takes a job from his ex-boss and brings the man's young son home from Mexico and away from his alcoholic mother, but the journey is a little more challenging than expected. The other movie coming out this week is Eyes of Tammy Faye. This movie depicts the history of the televangelist Jim and Tammy Faye Baker. For DVDs coming out this week, you have Black Widow, Boss Baby Back in Business, and straight out of nowhere, Scooby-Doo meets Courage the Cowardly Dog. For online services, Netflix, you have The World's Most Amazing Vacation Rentals, You vs. Wild, Out Cold, Too Hot to Handle, Latino, Nailed It, Season 6, always a great show. Oh, do yourself a favor and watch this. This is absolutely hilarious. Schumacher, The Heroes Were Cowboys, Chicago Party Ant, and Sex Education. For Hulu, you have Why the Last Man and Premise. For Prime, you have American Traitor, The Trial of Axis Sally, Do, Re, and Me, Season 1, Everybody's Talking About Jamie, The Mad Woman's Ball. Disney, you have Confessions of a Shopaholic, and Paramount has The Harper House. For video games coming out this week, Cruisin' Blast, Deathloop, Flynn, Son of Crimson, Eastward, Skatebird, Origami 2, and Tome. For GUI News, you've got new episodes of GUI Nights from the Mouse of Madness, Beautiful Disasters, Deeply Upsetting, Geek Fathers, and Smack My Pitch Up. For one more thing, since September is here, that can mean only one thing. Halloween's around the corner and scary movie season is here. What's better than watching scary movies? Well, getting paid to watch them. A finance company will pay an individual $1,300 to watch 13 scary movies in October in an effort to determine whether the size of the movie's budget impacts its effectiveness. Finance Buzz is looking to hire someone to be the horror movie heart rate analyst. The person will watch 13 of the scariest movies ever made while wearing a heart rate monitor using a Fitbit. According to them, in honor to the upcoming spooky season, we at Fitness Buzz are dying to know whether or not high-budget horror movies deliver the stronger scares than low-budget ones. You'll help us discover whether or not the movie's budget impacts just how dread-inducing you can be wearing a Fitbit monitor to monitor your heart rate while you work your way through 13 movies. The chosen participant will be required to watch all of the following films between October 9th and October 18th. The movies entitled are Saw, Amityville Horror, A Quiet Place, A Quiet Place Part 2, Candyman, Insidious, The Blair Witch Project, Sinister, Get Out, The Purge, Halloween 2018, Paranormal Activity, and Annabelle. Finance Buzz will provide the new analyst with a Fitbit tracker along with a $1,300 and a $50 gift card to cover the rental costs of the Fright Fest. To apply, those interested have to go to Finance Buzz website and tell the company why you are the best person for the job. Now, as far as scientific methods are concerned, this is absolute crap. Your sample size is one. It doesn't really prove anything. I really don't think that's the point, and if you're going to pay me $1,300 to watch movies, I don't give a shit. Applications are due by September 26, and Finance Buzz will pick the winner on October 1st. This has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us by emailing geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is the Bruce. Of course, all of these things happen because I'm from the future. Be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.